All right, you're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Are you buckled up, Robert?
I'm ready.
Because we're ready to take off on a journey where I can't even say where we might end. It's called The Ramble.
The first stop on The Ramble is lovely JFK John F. Kennedy Airport here in New York City. And what are those little things moving around on the ground as you're landing? Those are feral cats. Yes, several dozen cats have been living peacefully in old abandoned cargo carts near Building 67. That's fine. We expect that. Well, it turns out now that airport operators at JFK have announced that they will begin removing the cats and turning them over to animal authorities.
I know
that does not look good. Apparently, an airport spokesman told the New York Times, "You've got a situation here where the cats are being fed and the food attracts rodents and the rodents attract the birds and the birds, of course, can cause planes to crash. And I don't know why she swallowed the fly, but you know how that ends." Well, this has got animal rights people very upset, who they've actually been feeding these cats. And they estimate that there are hundreds of cats just living on the airports there, some of which have escaped from those little carriers.
Oh, come
on. Some of which have been dumped there when people get on their planes.
I'm stopping you now. You're breaking my heart. Let's talk about something a lot nicer, like bunnies or, say, ladybugs.
Oh, ladybugs.
700,000 plus ladybugs have been invited to New York City. They've been invited to a certain complex. People know it as Stuyvesant Town, over on like East 14th Street. They've been brought in to try to control the other bug population, aphids, mites, other all kinds of pests. They were imported on a plane from Bozeman, Montana, and it's estimated each bug can eat its way through bugs, larvae, and eggs about 19 square inches a day. Of course, everyone in Manhattan just wants to know if they get rid of roaches. But the good thing is that apartment complex, they'll have very good luck.
Well, ladybugs are the new roaches. It's going to be 30 years from now, people are going to be saying, how do I get rid of these ladybugs? Well, it turns out, by the way, in a new study, this is why I love science, that cavemen were carrot tops. You know, we think of cavemen as hunched over with the dark eye and the big old brow. Well, some DNA samples suggest that perhaps Neanderthals had pale skin and reddish hair. They're considered to have been close relatives of us humans, and they went extinct about 17,000 years ago. But, I mean, this gene, which obviously got passed on...
Explains Carrot Top, the comedian, I think.
Carrot Top and Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett. And, in fact, as part of this process, they discovered that Neanderthals also have a gene known to influence speech. So that might explain why redheads are known to be somewhat loquacious.
There you go. Finally, as long as we're on the hair beat...
This is all connecting. You're weaving this together.
Update. Che Guevara, eBay. Remember, I don't know if you were listening earlier in the week. Someone was selling a lock of Che Guevara's hair on eBay. It was suggested perhaps a high donor from Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, perhaps was bidding on it. Not the case. The winner of Che's hair was Mr. Bill Butler, a Houston bookstore owner. He snagged the lock of hair for $100,000, the asking price. He turned out to be the only bidder. He is a collector of 60s memorabilia. So I guess he's a happy guy.
I'd go to his bookstore just to see that lock of hair.
Just to see the lock of hair. Well, hey, you can unbuckle now, Robert. We have made it through The Ramble.